casa del farmacista. A succinct but perhaps oversimplified description of the building we now find in front of us could be that it has a function for each facade. You might notice that the strange nature of this construction is that it is a collage of different elements, functional, material, and architectural. It's a composite architecture where each part has its place. The four sides of the building are indeed used as follows: the pharmacist's private dwelling, the pharmacy, the garden, and a car park for customers under the colonnade. There's a different shape for each side, but the absence of stylistic consistency does not result in a kitsch juxtaposition. All the elements live together in peace in what is an enigmatic and multifaceted creation. If you walk round it, you'll see how the shapes and volumes change with each step you take, imparting life and vivacity to the building. At each new side, it seems to renew itself, defining itself to different functions and adapting itself to the needs of those using it. Because of this, the best places to look at it are the corners. Here you can see the two facades side by side, heightening their contrasting differences and colluding ambivalences. In the words of Purini himself, the building is the result of an attempt to give life to a narrative architecture in which allusions to Greek colonnades flank references to Arab enclosures, while the walled garden contains the plant types typical of the Mediterranean. If you look at the facade where the pharmacy is located, it's surmounted by a house in a kind of niche effect, a house within a house, together with cross-references to the different functions of the building, one on top of the other. The private residence and the commercial activity are fused together while maintaining a clear separation between the different functions.